It's my penis.
My penis.
Look, my fucking dick. I'm fucking gay. My dick small. I'm a fucking gay guy. My penis.
It's like, can't mock my penis face. You can't mock my penis face. My penis face. My penis face. And it's like,
I only suck three dicks.
When Adam was trying out being gay, and then he wrote that song afterwards.
Did you do that for real, Adam?
He did. He tried it out.
My penis face is what? Like a face that I make when I'm orgasming?
Penis phase. Your
phase. Oh, okay. All right. Now it makes sense.
Come on, man.
Those words sound similar.
Phase, my penis phase.
Yeah.
I was gay for like a second. I sucked three guys. Their penis. It tasted weird.
I wish I did that.
We still got time.
I feel like it's like you understand life better if you're gay for like a month.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do it now.
Why don't you
do
it now?
Should I get Pokemon Sword?
Yes.
And Sheep?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
For what?
I haven't
What is that? Does Pikachu have a sword?
I haven't played either of them since I was literally 9 or 10 years old.
I've never played Pokemon.
We're not talking about you or what you've done.
I'm sick, man. Please.
You never played Pokemon. Yeah,
I bring up.
Did.
I bring
I
up
got
a
the cards.
I bring
only
up a topic
because they.
I bring
valuable.
Up a topic, and he goes, "Oh, I've never done that." I say, "Oh, I guess we're done discussing it then." We can
I
talk
didn't
about
say
DVD.
That we were done discussing it. I just contributed that I've never played.
I can't believe
not today, you. Satan.
Not today.
I don't feel good.
I'm sorry, dude. What's wrong?
I'm sick. I told you. I told
you. Does your ass hurt?
Talk about Pokemon. Continue. I wasn't trying to cut you off.
No, you already did it.
No, shut up. Continue. No, continue your Pokemon talk.
I don't even want to talk about
Let's
Pokemon.
Talk about Pokemon, okay?
Sword and Shield does sound cool as long as Pikachu has a sword and a shield.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Pokemon, but they also have swords... Hell yeah.
Yeah, I want Pokemon Gun and Bullet.
Yes, dude. Just
Pokemon,
Call of Duty,
Pokemon
but it's...
Pokemon Guns and Roses.
I would love that. You're getting head from strippers.
Mm-hmm.
I would honestly play like every game if it was also Pokemon. GarageBand Pokemon.
Yeah.
But it's the same exact game, but you just see little Pikachus with guitars.
I mean, I
that
bought Luigi's
cute.
Mansion.
That would be really
I
cute.
I got home and I literally did not open it. And I probably won't.
What is fine. Is
That's
it
a
like a
move.
Level-based game like Mario World?
Mario World?
Like Super Mario World.
Is what like that?
Luigi's Mansion. No. Or is it like you play party games? What
you
is
it? You know
it?
What it is.
I've never played it, dude.
You
dude,
know why are you Mr. I haven't played video games
yeah,
today?
I told you what I play. Sports well, games.
I'm too cool to play video games.
I play Donkey Kong Country, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Donkey Kong is not a sports game.
That is sports.
No, it's
He's
not.
He's trying to
I'm
beat
too,
Neo Cortex.
I'm too cool to play video By the way, everyone, if you didn't know, I'm too cool to play video games.
There's
a car
and
racing
you claim
level.
You were never gay.
Yeah.
You're over here trying to prove you're not gay and that you don't play video games.
I feel like if I was 5 years younger, I would have sucked a dick in college. I feel like the cutoff was like,
no,
gay was still bad when I was in college.
Yeah. If you were around right now, you would absolutely be gay like for the class.
Oh, if I was Gen Z?
Yeah.
100%.
You'd be sucking
Which is
for the
worse
clout.
Than just being gay.
Oh, well, so much worse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Being gay to be cool is the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Being gay to get pussy, dude.
I would be gay to get pussy. If in high school, if they were like, you just have to be gay for like 3 months and you'll get like
that
a bunch
That was the
of
premise
pussy.
Of the movie.
Is it?
Is it?
It's a Matthew 3 to Tango.
Mm. Wait, so he's gay for the clout?
No, for pussy.
So like Dylan McDermott, I guess, is going out of town, and his fucking girlfriend is—I forget who his girlfriend is—but he's friends with Matthew Perry, and he's like, "Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you look after my girlfriend while I'm like gone or something?" And then he's, you know, he's like, yeah, oh, yeah, no problem, man. Yeah, of course, totally.
Why? Because he thinks he's gay.
He thinks
Chandler's
he's
gay.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'm not. They think I'm gay, you know, or whatever. And then he's like having like sleepovers with women. And then he's like, I'm going to pretend to be gay to fuck these girls.
That's a good move.
Does he get pussy at the end?
I think so. Yeah, he like you know, because like he's taking like baths with the guy's girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
hell
like,
yeah. Which, by the way.
And like cleaning her pussy like a cat would.
That is gay.
Like a gay cat would. And then she's like, it's thank God you're not straight and you're my... my like husband's gay coworker who can lick
who
my
for some reason just he doesn't have any other closer friends to ask to do this.
Right, exactly.
But also, why would he need to do this?
Douching my pussy with his cock. You know what really will clean your pussy out is cum.
Is gay cum.
Is if I get all the way up in those guts and blow a fat load. Thinking about a man's ass, of course.
Of course. I'll be holding my nose like this.
Yeah, holding my nose.
His pussy stinks to
me. He's like, he's got a magazine called Gay Porn Magazine while he's fucking her, right? So she sees the cover, but inside is straight porn magazine.
Cool. So true.
Yeah, so she's, he's got a smaller pornography inside the gay porn.
Wait, I don't understand.
His textbook trick.
I don't understand the premise of someone asking someone else to watch their girlfriend.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, babysit. I'm probably completely misremembering.
Yeah, there's probably some actual, still contrived but less stupid than that reason.
All right. Three to Tango is a 1999 Australian-American romantic comedy directed by Damon Santo Stefano.
That's three different cultures of very gay names.
Yeah, my name is Damon Santo Stefano. Yeah, my dad was black and my mom was Italian and my other dad was Spanish. I got two dads. That's what Three of Tango
three
came
to Tango,
from.
Yeah.
Growing up is, my Spanish dad, they thought he was gay. Because,
he would dance.
He did salsa dancing, but yes. he was busting up to my mom. My mom's Italian ass.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
I love my mom's.
Mm-hmm.
I want to kiss her.
I want to kiss her because I'm still Italian. A third of me wants to fuck
Nev
my mom.
Campbell and Dylan McDermott. He directed Bring It On, too.
Okay.
Santo Stefano was performing stand-up comedy in his hometown of Boston during his teens.
Great.
While attending NYU Film School, he began working professionally as a director, creating award-winning... So much of this podcast now is just reading Wikipedia pages.
That's fine.
It's great, dude.
Yeah.
The point is we can get it to fully just be Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
If we get a text-to-speech
thing... That's all Dan Carlin's hardcore history is. I've never listened to it, but I imagine he just
reads... But he talks like this.
No, he reads a lot of documents.
I have a document about having gay sex.
I've listened to like two episodes.
Did the Romans do it?
Were the Romans having gay sex?
Yeah.
I started the World War One.
I listened to the episode, one about the Roman Empire. It was like an 8-hour podcast, and I listened to the whole thing during one day.
Adam listened
work.
To the one about the Blowman Empire.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like,
it's when they
like
were
cool,
gay for the clout.
It's a cool empire that I want to be a part of.
It's an empire that's...
I bet you people were fucking kids for the clout. And I bet you people right now, elites, fuck kids for the clout. There's some of them that didn't want to fuck children. Maybe Bill Gates.
Yeah, it's like when you have to rape a woman to get into a gang.
Bill Gates definitely fucked a kid. Like all those guys on that plane fucked kids.
Ugh.
But like one of them probably didn't want to, but he had to, or else Bill Clinton would have been like, "What are you gay?"
He didn't want his boys to think he's gay.
Y'all, this motherfucker's gay, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even fucking children.
He's not even having sex with kids.
Yeah, Bill Gates is gay.
Dad.
Jeff, come over here. Dad. Look at Bill Gates. He can't even get hard looking at this child's pussy.
Dad, it's me, Adam. I really want to go to Little St. James Island. I want to take my roller backpack on it, Jeffrey Epstein's plane.
Everybody who's not fucking kids is gay.
Having sex with kids rules.
I love this.
I love the way it feels to get pussy from a child.
From a child.
A child's getting a child's pussy. Now you're cooking with gas.
Yeah, dude.
3-2 Tango.
Yeah, so what was the reason Matthew Broderick had to look at... Matthew?
So it's Matthew Perry, not Matthew Broderick.
But it would have been Matthew Broderick if this was happened in the 80s.
Yeah.
To be clear.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I rewatched this within the last 6 years, and now it's all coming back to me.
Yes.
And it's all coming back to Oliver Platt and what's his name are architects.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Okay. And so because they're partners,
that's
they
a potentially
refer to each
good
other
job.
As partners. And Dylan McDermott's the high-dollar client whose office is this tacky, like, Buddhist temple, like, bullshit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a rich guy move.
And he's like, He's like, he's like, Oscar's gay. I need you to keep an eye on my girlfriend while I go out of town. You know, it's like, I want a gay guy to keep, you know.
But why does he need someone to keep
an
eye?
No, that's a normal thing. You got to get a gay guy to watch your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be funny if his girlfriend was a 12-year-old. Yeah. That would make more sense.
You fuck grown men, right? No boys or girls.
I need you to watch my child.
I need you to watch my girlfriend. Bill Gates, I want to make sure you don't fuck my girlfriend, who's a child.
Stop fucking my ass.
You can fuck my girlfriend, but not my ass.
You can fuck on my ass.
You can fuck on my ass.
If I could fuck on your ass. If I could suck a dick.
What happens at the end, dude? Tell everybody.
Oh, three to tango. I don't know. He falls in love with the bitch, and then I don't know. They start dating, and then there's like someone else you don't think is gay turns out to be gay. It came out in 1990.
Oh, so Matthew Perry has to get fucked. To prove he's gay, he has to suck a guy's cock.
I don't know.
In front
she tries to set him up with like her gay friend who is. Like falls in love with him. I don't remember.
That's funny.
It would be sucks. Much better one with Matthew Perry is Fools Rush In.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I've never seen that.
That
one.
Was on HBO during
Adam,
the day.
Adam had
for
the Fools Rush In video game for both Sega Saturn and
I did. Yeah, it's true.
He had to play it on both.
It
consoles.
Was an RPG.
He was like, Dad, it's the graphics are different. I need it for both systems.
Well, I'm gonna have to go have gay sex to earn enough money to buy it.
Whoopsie, looks like. God, someone has to go have gay sex for money again. Oh, geez, I don't like doing it, but Eddie needs his video game.
Just you go into Adam's room; it's every system ever. Japanese imports, yeah. A full like arcade is in their house. Anything for my boy.
Anything for Adam, I guess.
He's a good man. He made a lot of sacrifices for his family.
My dad, dude, we had a Pac-Man machine, and this is the first time.
Like a full machine?
Yes. My dad, wow.
Like the tabletop one?
No, the full, like, arcade one. Because I don't know, my dad, like, redid some bar, and they just gave it to him. And it was the first time, like, his children were like, oh, my God, this rules. This is the best thing that's ever happened. And my dad just gave it to one of his friends.
Wait a minute. Your dad redid some bar, and as payment, they gave him a Pac-Man machine.
I think that was part of the payment. My dad is a horrible businessman.
I know. I was about to say. So it's funny. Like, oh, yeah, no wonder you're poor.
Yeah, dude. No, he would get fleeced constantly.
Yeah.
One time he finished a whole job. He finished, like, these windows, and it was, like, some kind of special weatherproofing wood that was, like, thinner than it usually looks. And the guy was like, I don't like how it looks. Can you just do it all over again with different wood? And my dad should have been like, no, this is what
you
we
pay
agreed.
Me twice. Yeah.
But he just redid it, and he just complained.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember that was because I was working with him that summer, and I was like, oh, wait, my dad's a fucking coward. Yeah. Like, I was like 13. I was like, and by the way, the guy who made him redo it was just some fucking pussy, like, Greek fucking diner guy. Who I would, if it was up to me, I would have slapped him around.
Yeah, you gotta have someone lean on him.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a talking to. I just watched this movie, this Hitchcock movie called Marnie.
Yeah, we haven't seen it. I would love a Pac-Man machine.
Wait, listen, but he's an amateur zoologist.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
And he uses.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie. I wasn't trying to
cut you off by saying I haven't seen Pokemon.
Honestly, if we can go back
shut
to me for a second.
Shut the fuck up, Nick. You're so sensitive, bro.
I'm sick, for starters. Second of all, I would like to be gay.
I want to hear what Adam has to say about Marnie, please. Please
thank
stop
you,
cutting
Sabros.
My friend Adam off, Nick.
Thank you.
Even though he is gay. But I love
even
him.
Even though I wish I was gay. We established that. Gay. It's not that I am gay. It's that I aspire to be gay.
What happens in Marnie?
So he's like...
He's not the dog, right?
No, Sean Connery's a businessman.
Oh, Sean Connery?
His passion is...
Is he bald?
No, he's got hair.
Hair
it's like
piece?
James Bond era. It's in the 60s.
I love it. Well, he was
like,
bald during James Bond.
He was bald
Bond.
Then, man. That was a
oh,
wig.
He yeah. looked sick, though.
He's pulling the Adam move. Toupee.
Don't you dare say that on the air.
It would be so awesome if you had a toupee.
And I was the only one that knew.
I didn't even know.
No. I've got a beautiful head of hair.
That would make me so happy.
You should get a Ralph Cifaretto.
I'm really thinking about it.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, when I get a tooth.
It's a fucking horse tone.
When I get a tooth, I'm just also going to get a fucking toupee. Mm-hmm. What are people going to say? I love
it. Hey, but get the Ralphie. Get the Cifaretto.
Red hair.
Yeah. Just a red bowl cut.
That was the best part of that. When his fucking hair popped up.
Well, he has
what a great.
He's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, what, you knew?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course I knew.
I thought the best part was when Janice was fucking him in the ass with a gun.
That was, wait.
Now she fucks him in the ass with a dildo and she's holding
a gun. And she's holding a gun to his
head. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sick. No, yeah, she wasn't fucking him with a gun.
I'm going to put you out on the street.
Tell me you're my little whore.
You little whore.
My little whore.
Can you imagine?
Believe it,
she
wanted to put a fucking dildo in my ass.
So what happens in fucking Marley and Me?
So he's like a businessman, and then like this chick starts working for him, and he like knows. She like runs a bunch of scams, like stealing from different businesses and change your hair color and her name, you know, so no one can catch her.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he like, she steals from his safe and then he entraps her and makes her get married to him. And he uses his skills at zoology to tame a bitch.
Really? He treats her like an animal.
He's like reading books like called, she's like, zoology, that does that mean you understand human nature as well? He's like, well, one could say that I do, you know. Like, he's reading books about like the female criminal mind and stuff.
That's fucking awesome.
It's
dude,
so sick. It's actually a really good movie, but it's incredible that that women were still considered animals in 1965 or whatever.
Yeah, Sean Connery talks about how you should be able to slap a woman. You've seen that. Of course.
Classic. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a legend, dude.
Barbara Walters.
Now, the last time we spoke, you said that you raped a child with Bill Clinton. Yes. And I shouldn't buy that.
To be cool.
I did it
to be cool.
Having sex with children is something that Bill loves to do.
I wasn't gay like that.
Take it
Bill
back.
Gates.
You're hurting Hillary. You're not allowed to say that ever. You see Elizabeth Warren saying, somebody asked her about like getting rid of ICE, and she's like, "We absolutely need ICE."
Them, yeah.
I cannot believe how quick.
Dumbass
it's bitch. So early for that bitch to go that hard. She's mad Buttigieg's gay asses, and I mean that in, you know,
literally
as a yes.
Well, you don't know if his ass is gay. It might be his dick.
His dick in his mouth, probably. Yeah. At least. Anyway,
I don't think he's fake gay, bro.
I don't think he's real at all. I think like they I've never seen. More of like clearly a CIA employee.
Oh yeah, I want to see him and Chastain fuck.
Nothing. There is not. He's fucking American Psycho, dude.
He truly is.
He went to the troops for the clout, dude.
Yeah, everything. He's definitely
he's gay for the clout.
He's absolutely gay for the clout.
That's a perfect example.
That's Adam's hero.
But basically, that bitch is like mad that Buttigieg is just now sucking off every billionaire for money, and she's like, oh, I want to be a centrist also.
Well, she was like, they asked her if billionaires should exist because Bernie said they shouldn't. She's like, absolutely.
If you work hard, you should be able to spend the money on toys. When I grew up in the teepee, we only had
a boomerang.
We had a boomerang and a peace pipe, and everyone would come by and say, "There goes low cheekbone Liz. She's got them dick sucking cheekbones." And it, you're like, Liz, what are you saying? Liz,
Liz, anyway, you time for some maize. He just pulls out a whole ear of corn.
They said they
used
to call me DSCB Liz. I would go around the TV and I'd suck those. They said, what makes the red man red? I'll tell you what. Getting your fucking totem poles
slobbed
off by every color of the wind. DCCB the question was about cap and trade. Oh, we were talking about cap and trade.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
That was the thing. I remember cap and trade being in the news, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. Every time
I still
look
don't.
It up, every time I look it up, I'm like, it has something to do with oil. And I have no idea.
Yeah.
And it was like such a big issue.
Cap. What if it's about capping? Where What's do you stand that? On capping?
All I know is no cap, like the way black people say things.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I'm against
the only
cap.
One that doesn't cap is Bernie for sure.
Yeah.
Buttigieg is all cap. Yeah, I don't know. It has something to do with oil. I thought it was like emissions or
something with energy policy. I have no idea though.
Yeah, energy. I mean, oil.
It's like a way to like use some regulation to use less something.
The Chinese do it or something.
No,
but you can't stop the Chinese.
But that's one of those things like net neutrality where it's like, I understand what net neutrality means. I don't know. I still don't know whether being for net neutrality means.
Yes.
Yes. I think it
is. Is it good?
That fucking internet service providers can throttle your shit, or if you're against net neutrality.
I think if you're against, because if something's neutral,
yeah,
you can't, it's not being throttled.
I think you think it should be a public service.
So you think it's you're pro
like
being
telephones.
Neutral.
Well, that's different. That's not net neutrality.
Yeah, that's nothing to do with
that
net neutrality.
That has nothing to do with it.
No, I think it's like the internet shouldn't be like a public good.
That's
no,
not,
that's
communication.
Not net neutrality.
That's not net neutrality,
isn't it?
No, an argument.
I thought
for
it's
like
classifying the internet as like
a public utility.
A public utility.
No, I think
you're saying that we should nationalize internet service.
I thought that's what it was.
No. It's just that Comcast can't be like, actually.
Yeah, it's about not letting internet service
megabytes.
Providers discriminate like data.
Because they're mad that people stream everything now, so they're using more internet. So they're like, fuck that. If you're streaming,
like,
we're going to charge you more.
Comcast will advertise. It's $80 a month for 400 megabits per second internet.
Right.
But then when they don't tell you is they're like, and we'll throttle it so Netflix doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, go ahead. Use that 400 megabits per second to connect to an FTP and like download.
But like NBC will work really well.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Too. Yeah. We're like making people pay more, making the providers pay more for faster service on their networks and shit.
Which I guess it's kind of like it's close to making it like whatever a utility, but not really. I'm sure people for net neutrality also want it. To be a public utility.
Yeah, but it would be like, if it was like a utility like water or whatever, it'd be like, so the plumbing in your house can deliver all sorts of liquids, and it's like you really want water, and you can only get a drip of water a day, but you can get a shit ton of Sierra Mist because, Pepsi has
Pepsi,
a fucking agreement
with
Comcast or whatever.
That sounds pretty good.
And it's like, well, I don't want that.
What about
Yoo-hoo? Yeah,
Yoo-hoo.
That would be awesome. If that's what it's like, then I'm against it. What? There's such a good drink, dude.
Yeah, I just haven't had one in a long time.
You got to, brother. You got to get a
with a little rum, huh?
There he is.
There you go.
You know what I do want to drink? Some fucking cider. Apple cider with rum in it.
Is that the season right now? No, we're going into eggnog season.
Fuck eggnog, dude.
You don't like it.
Fuck that creamy bullshit. I got something nice. I got something creamy coming from my eggs right here for you, pal. If you like eggnog.
Come.
Could be.
You should drink Stav's cum just to see what happens.
For the clout.
Yeah, see what happens.
See what happens. Yeah. Something cool could happen out of clout.
Just to see what happens.
Just check it out, man. You never know what might pop up if you drink my cum.
It might be pretty cool.
It might be something
cool. What kind
of
clout would that get me?
I don't know, dude.
I'm getting into being a clout shark.
A clout shark?
Yeah.
A trend-chasing homo.
That's pretty cool. That's a cool guy to be.
Yeah. A Brooklyn trend-chasing homo.
I love it.
Yeah. My name's Christopher. Dangle earrings and round wire frame
the
glasses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The dangles are really out there now.
Mm-hmm.
That little beanie that you fold
just
up.
Fucking
Barry
Caprice,
Bond style.
Caprice mm-hmm. Classic tattooed over one of his eyebrows.
That's cool.
Yeah. Of course you think that, Adam.
Just, if you're about the clout enough
just
to get a
Nissan
face tat.
Over one eyebrow and Sentra over the other. And then a license plate right across the middle of his face.
Those guys don't know enough about cars to get
but that's tattoos. Part of it, dude. That's why it's funny to them. There's nothing sacred to those fucking pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. With fucking that are getting more pussy than me.
How dare they? How dare they? Well, time to play Pokemon Sword and Shield to feel better.
To feel good. I
to
bet
feel
they
better
are.
About those people that know how to go outside and have conversations.
Talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
jokes
do they know
you,
how to fucking...
I'll be in my apartment organizing my tools until I die.
I'm going to teach Snorlax how to fucking shoot a bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these people respect each other, but look how much respect I get from the gym leaders in this. These
how many
fictional
badges
characters.
Do you have?
I can't wait to be respected as Commander Shepard as I replay Mass Effect.
Apparently, Ash, I guess the Pokemon TV show is still going.
Yeah.
And Ash just won for the first time.
Yeah. Ash finally fucks at age 32.
Ash gets pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's Zelda.
Adam, did you identify with Misty?
She was
guess
the girl.
Guess why? Because it's the girl on the show. It's the girl from the show.
Did you?
That's just one no. you identify with.
I didn't watch that show. I watched Meet the Press.
It's funny. I watched McLaughlin that, and I always thought there'd be a chance that they'd animate her.
I know exactly what
you
mean. You
know what I mean? It's a cartoon, but I'm like, damn, maybe the shorts.
She was
will
a
move.
Sexy cartoon.
Maybe they shot it in a way where they didn't realize her pussy was on camera.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I thought
knowing full well that it's animation.
I didn't want to see pussy, but I did think that about titties legitimately. I was like, you never know.
You never know what's going to happen. Maybe they accidentally drew Marge's pussy in that episode where they're running around naked.
A little wardrobe malfunction.
I'm going to definitely pause, tape it when I know the episode comes on, and then like very slowly with the VCR
that's
go
right.
through. Like maybe we'll get a peek
of her blue pubes. Mar-
and I will masturbate to like a shaking image. Of what I think is a line.
He's Marge Simpson's line
just
pussy.
Just one line.
Yeah.
She was hot as shit, dude.
She was.
Young Marge,
stacked.
Dude. Come on.
Naked.
She let
sure.
the hair down?
Mm-hmm. She had a fucking body on her,
should
dude.
Should we all try to jack off to Simpsons porn? See
yeah.
if we like it?
Yeah, we should try.
In different rooms.
Yeah, on three.
Do
let's do it. One, two.
No, different rooms.
Three.
Different rooms.
Adam's doing it.
Oh, dude. And I'm looking at his phone, and it's a picture of Mo putting a bottle of beer in his ass.
It's Mo. And his penis is hard, and Adam's drawing himself sucking off Mo.
Mo doing a solo.
Drawing yourself, printing out a picture of Simpsons porn, and then drawing yourself on having gay sex with Mo.
Just Adam sitting in a computer chair with his pants around his ankles, drawing, going ba 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 ba.
Damn, I can't wait to be done with this drawing so I can jack off. Taking lessons for like 6 months to learn how to draw.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
I'm gonna
dude.
Start doing going to nude model classes in sweatpants.
Smart.
Pop a couple of blue chews yeah. in beforehand, and you're like, nah, I just love drawing.
I'm love the craft.
I get excited about painting for the last time. Fucking bitch. And you're like, yeah, but you didn't even you brought a composition notebook and a Bic. Yeah, this is how I draw.
Okay, you guys are being fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
I paid medium. The fee like everybody else. Actually, no, you didn't. You still owe us for the last four classes.
Well, I'm requesting student aid.
You tried to bring in a Pac-Man machine with chain marks around the center.
Oh, fuck. Do we have any ads? Or any...
Yeah.
Conversations that we'd like to have.
What time is it?
About some goods and
about
services.
About halfway through.
Yeah, I guess there's a conversation we can have.
Yeah.
In a couple of minutes.
Okay.
If you
I
know
love,
what I'm,
I
if
love
you know
having
what
conversations.
You're thinking of a conversation.
I love having conversations
well,
about stuff
I
love.
Well, I'm the kind of guy that gets fucked in his ass.
They hold me down and
they
fuck
hold
me
down and fuck me. I get fucked in my ass. I'm the guy that gets fucked in his ass. I'm the guy that gets fucked in his ass. Rock and roll music hit the scene in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
And the world would never be the same.
That's right.
We're gay. Yeah, I guess.
We're gay.
Leaving again.
You making a cup of tea, Adam?
I have to drink some water.
Damn, you got that dry throat? If I get sick, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, I'm going to be mad, especially considering you're going through. You're like, can I touch your kettle? And can I touch this and that? You're in here. You got to touch everything. Getting fucking germs. And
dude, you better not give me germs.
Dude, if I get germs.
I just think. I'll try not to.
If I get fucking germs.
No, I'm sorry. I'm serious. I won't give you germs.
No, I don't think you will, man.
My penis is small.
You better make up for it by doing good riffs.
I'm going to riff,
if you had
dude.
To come here.
My dick is small. I haven't had sex because I am gay.
Let's get some good ones going, Adam. Okay. Say something funny.
I
would love to have a comedy podcast. They have a huge podcast, you mm-hmm. know. Something that like comics come on, like newer comics come on, and they're yeah. like, they're like, oh, this will make like have a Rogan or something. And you bring like a guy that's been doing comedy like 3 years, he's real excited. You start the show and you're like, okay, say something funny.
Yeah, they're nervous. They're just hoping to fit into the flow of things.
Yeah, you're like, can you? All right, say
okay.
Something.
We've got our guest here. His name is. You're looking at his phone. Jim.
Jim.
People say he's funny, so go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, say it.
Go.
Oh, am I playing Jim?
And then they say the funniest thing in the world, and it's like crushing with everyone. You're like,
the tape is fucked up.
We're getting out of here.
We gotta start again.
No, it's up.
They just
didn't get
crush.
That. Yeah.
They just do it.
Doing your job better. Everyone loves them.
Yeah. No, the machine is. Yeah, man, I can see you just saying boop, boop, boop in your mouth.
We're in the same room.
Yeah, same room. That boop, the machines don't make that noise. There's no machine. Boop, 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 boop.
That'd be awesome, dude. Let's keep bringing new comics on this show until we can finally stop doing it.
Yeah.
We find the. It's like Excalibur.
It would be like Excalibur.
I would love that.
They got to pull the riff about fucking your dad out of our asses.
Yeah.
And then they can have the show.
Right. I would love to wear underwear.
Yeah, dude, me too.
I would love to.
What would you love to do, Adam?
I'd love to.
Is there a reason you're
quality.
Dressed head to toe in green today?
It's kind of like I'm wearing the athletic sweatpants that I own and the hoodie that's clean right
it
now.
It is. That's a dirty hoodie.
It's pretty dirty. But the other hoodie had boogers all over it.
This one has some boogers.
I was really sick in the other one yesterday. I'm on a 2-hoodie rotation right now. I got to add a third to
that. I need some more hoodies too. But underwear more than hoodies.
Underwear for sure. Actually, they do. I think they do have hoodies.
Or crew necks.
Yeah.
We're talking about Mac Weldon.
Mac Weldon.
That's right.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about. Welcome I like the idea Mac. Of somebody that starts in the middle. Let's see what they're into in the middle of the podcast this time. Hi, folks. If you're just joining us on the 700 Club,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about Mac Weldon underwear. Pat Robertson, despite being 185 years old, have never. Lost my ability to poop and pee in the fucking toilet
mm-hmm.
because I've prayed to God
to keep my cock and ass
make,
strong
to bring me underwear that holds my penis in a way where it doesn't get loose. The number one cause of incontinence mm-hmm. is your sloppy dick gets all
loose
in old age.
I hate it.
As you get older, the penis hole expands.
So true.
And eventually it becomes like a tunnel to your bladder, and you'll just dump piss
just
out.
Just leak piss out.
And Mac Weldon underwear prevents that. It
stops that from happening.
Mac Weldon, basically, the guys at Mac Weldon, they got tired of their loose penis.
Their cocks just dripping piss.
Just leaking all the time. And if you're like me, you think, oh, well, I'll tuck it into my ass. That way it's facing up, and it creates a reverse siphon. Mm-hmm. And perpetual motion.
That's
energy.
Right. When that happens, sometimes you suck too much shit out of your own ass.
You suck it,
and it goes into your balls.
It goes into your balls. And Mac Weldon underwear is designed so you don't get shit inside your balls because it's tight enough. It keeps your penis hole tight. Mac Weldon underwear may not keep your penis hole tight. You may still get shit inside of your balls. Mac Weldon guarantees that you will not. Shit into your own balls. Mac Weldon is not guaranteed to shit into your own balls.
Yep. But yeah, dude, so if that's the kind of shit you're worried about, get Mac Weldon underwear.
Get Mac Weldon. They come in nice. I got a nice Hunter Green pair.
That's wow, nice. That would match my sweats.
Yeah, well, that's why I thought about it because you look like a big pair of fucking underwear.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful
I'm
Mac Weldon.
I'm trying to go for
you look
camouflage.
Like a, yeah. And are you? You want to get into camo?
That would be sick.
I can take you camo shopping. I know a guy.
I want to get one of those bush things.
I got
you know?
A guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you want. I got my own Mac Weldon of camouflage.
Yep.
He's like a guy that sells it out of a garage.
Mac Weldon also offers camo underwear for any of our sneakier friends.
Do they?
They like the
that like to be on the prowl when it comes to girls.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm out on the prowl.
What he means by that is having consensual sex with them.
But in a sneaky way.
To be
way.
Clear.
But, yeah, but tactically.
Yeah.
But it's still consensual.
With an unstoppable force.
They don't know you're in the room.
Do
well, they but they
there's
are consenting. In whatever the situation
there's
is.
Only, there's only a tactical.
Stop quoting Yoda for rape.
Must use force, Luke.
Do or do not. Yeah. There is no try.
There is no try to get pussy. Baby.
Anyway, they got then the good thing is, if you have gotten consensual pussy and you're worried that maybe you haven't showered and your dick stinks, mm-hmm. Mack Weldon has antimicrobial silver line.
Yeah, silver.
That makes your cock smell like roses.
I would just buy it for the coin value of that
yeah,
silver.
That's true. The other thing is, as the markets fluctuate, you might mm-hmm. just want to get that silver line anyway.
You invest in silver when gold goes down,
mm-hmm.
and then silver goes up, and then when silver goes down, bronze, of course, goes up.
Of course. We all know that.
And that is how the stock market works.
So
what else is going on? If you get one... And you don't
yeah,
like
listen,
it?
You don't like it, you have a fucking small cock or some shit. Because that's the thing. It's for guys with nice, meaty cocks.
It's also for don't
and
let
girls,
our,
too.
Don't let our small-dicked fans...
Well, it's because they have girls' underwear, too, so you get that.
Oh, yeah, you can wear women's underwear, which fits better for you because you're gay. Yeah. Got him. Got him!
Yeah. They actually started developing... underwear for small dick guys, and they realize, oh, this is just women's underwear. So now they sell that, too. Yeah.
They sell all kinds of underwear for all different bodies. Because at the end of the day, what they are is body positive.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
It's a body positive type of...
situation, atmosphere. Yeah. Over there.
It's the kind of place where you go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You can really shit and piss in there.
You guys got to talk for a second while I find
So, yeah, I love to wear the underwear and just get pussy
what
in
What do you
it.
Like to do? Oh, you like to get
I
pussy
I like to get pussy in it.
It.
I pull my cock through the hole or just pull him down. I like to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, I like to go to the bodega in the underwear. I like to go to the gym in the underwear.
Sure. Yeah.
And they help my lifts. They help my
absolutely. Yeah. That's the thing that people don't tell you is that you lift more.
When Adam gets in the gym and he's benching 85 pounds, mm-hmm. one rep.
one rep.
maximum rep.
Screaming.
Bar shaking, his olive oil noodle arms waving back and forth. People are like, that's the gayest guy I've ever seen. And they're like,
wait
a minute.
Wait a second. Look at his waistband.
Are those Mack Weldon underwear?
Yeah.
Wow, that guy probably fucks way more than I do.
Yep.
And then it's true. Like, hey, man, is that because of the underwear? And he's like, no, it's because I'm on my friend's podcast.
Yeah. It's because I'm the third mic on a cum podcast.
But that podcast has a sponsorship deal with this underwear.
With the underwear.
Yes, exactly.
So,
and that's why the podcast is successful.
So,
because
know, girls
of Mack Weldon.
Yeah. Underwear, and they'll be like, oh my God, you listen to Cumtown?
Yeah.
I'm like, I wasn't going to fuck you until I found out.
And then I'm like, actually.
Refined sense of humor.
Actually, I'm the founder of Cumtown and most popular.
And they're like, cool. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
cool.
Here's our pussies. And they spread
Here's
them
our
open.
Pussies.
They just rip them open. They put both fists in there, and then they do. It sounds like a fucking like the when you flush a toilet on an airplane.
Just a hungry cavern. Just a hungry cavernous hole.
Yeah, right. It just
that'll whip the Mack Weldons right off
rip
you.
Rip your pants off. Mm-hmm. And say, yeah.
So if that's the kind of pussy you want to get,
mm-hmm.
go to where?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, you have to leave?
No, we got that New York Times update just on the phone. You probably got it, too.
No, I'm sorry. I don't have...
We're in the middle of something, Adam. Be a
professional. Well, we can talk about it after we end our discussion about Mack Weldon.
I'm waiting, and I don't have any notification.
Oh, never mind. No. Trump's not the president anymore.
What do you mean Trump's not the...
He quit, dude.
Did he?
Shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be crazy if that were...
That no, well. It didn't happen. Some guy said some shit.
All right, man. Well, can we finish the
Yeah, let's continue. Sorry.
So if you want that kind of pussy that's like an airplane bathroom,
Oh, I would love
anyways,
that kind of pussy.
Their frustration, this is from the fellas themselves. Their frustration was real. Oh, and their eureka moment happened in a department store aisle full of brands that dominated our top drawer. Oshkosh, Limited 2.
The right. icing.
The difficulty of going and finding adult men's underwear at Macy's, and you're walking home, and you're, you know, this is Thomas the Tank Engine on it. What the hell is it? Why
this
can't
isn't for me.
I wish I could just do this online.
What the hell is Macy's problem?
We realized consistent fit and quality became the game of roulette, so we decided to take matters in our own hands. Started from scratch in our own fabric, made a design process, meticulous, something about the fit, world-class customer experience.
I love that
world-class.
You know, it's like riding on a fucking Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fucking Hindenburg.
Mm-hmm.
You're there. You got the nicest underwear in the world, all right? You're eating off a silver platter surrounded
nothing's
by swastikas.
Go wrong.
It's back when all the world's best boxers were white guys.
Yep.
You know, maybe one Italian.
Yeah.
And you're wearing, people are like, what is that underwear? And you said it's Mack Weldon. And they're like, what a time to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
1938. Mm-hmm. The greatest year. The greatest year to be a German.
Oh, they were killing it 38.
Yeah.
They were having fun.
I really think it was the Hindenburg was what lost World War II for them.
Yeah, that was so embarrassing.
That was the most fucked up thing they did.
That was really damaging to the clout.
Stop, is that hard for you to watch?
Yeah, dude, as a man shaped very similarly to the Hindenburg,
it's very difficult for me
to see one of my own go down in such a fiery fashion.
Is that personal?
Yeah.
Is he just slowly trying to park? Just erupting?
Yeah.
Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. Mack Weldon is a premium men's essential brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics.
Oh, yeah.
They engineered it themselves, the fabric.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Me neither.
First of all, I don't even know where you get fabric. I guess it's a sheep.
You go to Mood from that show, Designer with Tim Gunn. You go to Mood Fabrics. But anyway.
Fashion Runway.
Runway.
Project Runway.
Project Runway. Yeah.
Smash and Runway.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to watch.
So if you want to get these fucking underwears.
The smart design premium fabrics. Underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies. What the fuck is an undershirt?
It's just like a white shirt you wear under like
it's
a dress
just a shirt.
Just, a t-shirt.
I don't wear anything under a dress shirt.
I typically don't either.
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes a wife beater.
Every once in a while I'll wear something. To shield it.
From what?
From sweat.
Oh, well, if that's a problem, they have a silver line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial.
Wow.
This is the kind of shit they put in sponges.
I love sponges.
I love that.
They eliminate odor. And Mackwell wants you to be comfortable. So if they don't like your first pair, you can keep it and they will still refund you, no questions asked. Not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, shirts look good, they perform well too. It's good for working out, going to work, going out on dates, just everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code COMETOWN20 at checkout.
That's real money right there.
It's real money.
Okay? It's real money, bitch.
It's just real money. You don't like the underwear, you call them up, you tell them, hey, listen. I got shit in my balls.
My balls are absolutely flooded.
And that is their guarantee. You will not get
diarrhea
shit in your balls.
In my ball sack.
Oh,
and
my
I'm pretty
God.
Sure it's... What is the problem?
That would suck just thinking about it.
Yeah, that's why you got to get Mack Weldon underwear.
That's why you
got
to get Mack Weldon underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll refund you your money if you don't like it. No
and if there's something else you want to spend your money on, why not make it our Patreon? You like these kind of riffs? Basically, talking about
call,
putting
dude.
Shit
Good
in your
call.
In your nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
We'll go to patreon.com/cumtown and pay us more money than we already have.
You
which
get an
is
extra.
Not
enough. Yeah. You get an extra episode every week. Plus, you have access to all of the back archive of every single past.
Yep.
And
also Blu-ray Patreon. Rips of every James Bond movie.
Yeah, we do have
Pussy Never Dies.
Yeah, the entirety of the Bang Bus catalog,
mm-hmm.
And 4K ripped
and the Reality Kings.
Oh yeah,
Mm-hmm. I love those Kings. And also come see me at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut the on the 21st. Factory.
Hilarious.
In Atlanta on the 23rd. You got them. Nashville the 24th. And then Baltimore 29th, 30th. And then Houston on the 13th of December. And then Fat Tuesdays every motherfucking Tuesday.
What a bad name for a comedy club, the Stress Factory.
I know.
Where should we go to have a good time?
A nice relaxing evening.
To chill out and
forget about our worries.
Yeah.
Let's go to Trauma Zone.
Yeah. Oh, look, they opened a new comedy club. The Holocaust Museum Comedy Club. Hopefully this is better than that Stress Factory place. Anyway, I mean, Auschwitz looks like a stress factory.
It was.
It's got smokestacks.
You can't imagine how stressful it was.
It'd be funny to be like a dumbass that lived in whatever town Auschwitz was in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like,
in Poland?
Yeah, in Poland. And like, you know, people are like, this war is crazy. And you're like, oh, yeah, I don't really pay attention to politics stuff. You're like just
I'm kind of in the middle. I'm a moderate.
I don't really pay attention to politics stuff.
You know, it's like, it's everybody's the same, dude. You know? And then you're like just driving past Auschwitz every day to work, you know, and you're like, I wonder what they make in that factory. It seems like it's always doing something.
Always humming.
All sacks are going.
Always got shit going on. And those workers look fucking tired.
Dude, those guys don't make shit, bro.
Those guys, I wonder, you know.
They look broke as hell.
Yeah.
They're like, please help me. Like, you got to talk to your union rep.
Come on, man. Unionize. This is your own fault for joining a non-union shop.
Yeah, that's what you get.
I'm a Teamster.
You're a scab, bro. Yeah.
You could be a train driver like me.
I am getting paid. Work is nonstop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, getting paid handsomely.
They're like, just open the boxcar door. It's like, dog, I don't touch any of the cargo. Union rules. I don't even know what's in the fucking
thing. I drive it. They don't even
My
tell
job
me.
Is to press the go button on the train. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker steers itself. $370 an hour. 6 months of vacation. And I'm racist. That's the way unions used to
All
be.
Inclusive
that's
racism.
That's how it used to be. You busted your ass at a factory working 22 hours a week for the modern day equivalent of $480 an hour. Buy a house for $20.
That's right.
Six bedroom house, mm-hmm. 19 car garage.
And you get to call $11. Black people whatever you want.
They kick them off the bus if you want. You have fucking. You had authority on the bus.
Oh, fuck. Oh, dude, you know what I saw on Twitter? That Ernest, right, the guy who plays Ernest,
mm-hmm.
fucked.
R.I.P.
He fucked Freddie Mercury when he was young.
Wow.
That Ernest mm-hmm. was bi.
Wow.
Doesn't that rule?
He fucked Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, dude. And wow. he was hot. I saw a picture when he was young.
Young Ernest?
What's his name? Something?
Ernest Goes Gay?
Ernest Sucks Dick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Jim Varney.
Jim Varney, yes. Jim Varney, he was a babe, dude. That
he
man
was
sexy.
I watched...
and he fucked a man.
I watched a Parallax View
mm-hmm.
the other night.
He did it for the clout. No, I don't think so. No one knows.
And, yeah, it's weird. Young Warren Beatty kind of looks like a combination of Tim Robbins and Joe Biden.
Mm. Joe Biden was kind of hot when he was young. Like Joe Biden's like 92.
And he's still hot.
You see that video of him speaking at an event and he's completely backwards. He's just facing the screen talking.
That's awesome.
I mean, I don't know how you fuck that up.
That
it's
rules.
A stage. There's like clearly an audience in front of you.
Oh, yeah, young Warren Beatty could absolutely certify.
I mean, old Warren Beatty, too.
But young,
that guy aged like a fine wine.
Young, this motherfucker.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Blow my pussy
Bonnie
apart.
Bonnie and Clyde
dude.
Era?
Yep.
I saw the Irishman.
Don't talk about it. I haven't seen it.
Well, I won't ruin any of those 3.5 beautiful hours.
Please don't.
Yeah. It was really long. Honestly, it was ruined by the fact that I needed to piss the last, like, I'd say 95
That's why
minutes.
I'm seeing it in my house on Thanksgiving.
But I would not be able to not look at my phone. That's why I saw it in the theater.
Did you already make, like a Jamaican accent joke about it? Like
yeah,
the Irie?
The Irie man. On Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I figured that would be your move.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, I want to see it, dude.
Yeah, it's...
Don't... Nope, nothing about it.
You don't
want to
know?
I don't even want... I don't want even a European...
I will say
Don,
that...
Did you see Don do that tweet about the Irishman?
Yeah, it was very funny.
What did he say? Joke.
What did he say?
I don't know.
His letterbox is really funny. He puts the wrong actors in movies.
That's good. What's my man up to? He's like some Canadian guy?
He's just some guy in Toronto, I think.
Nice.
He's one of the funniest.
Shouts out to Don. Hope you're getting slobbed off.
What I will say is at the IFC Center, I saw the 240 screening on a Thursday.
Hell yeah.
So it was every single old Upper West Side
just Jew Central.
There, and we were like waiting in line, Will and I, and like in front of us in line was this guy and his wife. And all he was doing for an hour and a half was just complaining about Trump. And as if they don't live together.
To his wife.
They don't share a life public. Together. Yeah, and he was just like, and he's an illegitimate president, and the transcript is fake. And it's just like, they only speak to each other in Maddow, you
of
know?
Of course.
And then also, we got, there was an old man fell down the stairs at the IFC
in front of the, that kind of shit
with a cane.
Just him like all getting almost to the top step.
He toppled. I thought he was like dead or broken hip or something. Then a bunch of people helped him up. And he just turned to the rest of the theater and he was just like, I just want to see the movie. And they like administered first aid, like the guys that worked there, because he didn't want to leave and go to the hospital because he wanted to see the new Marty.
God damn.
It was sick, dude.
Damn.
Being around my people is awesome, man.
The fucking Uden.
Yeah, they're disgusting. Everyone's got a cold.
Everyone's sniffling.
Everyone has germs.
Damn, seeing a movie, a good ass movie when you're that old is probably so good.
That probably
you have nothing
is my
left.
That would be your favorite thing. That's all I want to do when I'm old.
Yeah.
Go to the cinema.
Yeah, dude, when your cock doesn't work, you're free of the tyranny of trying to get pussy. You could just watch fucking TV and eat and die.
God. Hang out with your friends at Dunkin'.
I can't wait. I can't wait, dude.
I can't wait either.
I just want to die and get my pussy sucked. What are you guys doing for Fucksgiving?
I still haven't bought my ticket. I'll probably see my family.
Nice. What's the spread looking like?
We do it all right now, but now my dad has to do it all.
Yeah.
So it's not as good.
You get it catered.
Yeah, I don't know.
You should get a fucking Popeye's fried turkey.
Do they fry a full turkey
for
you?
Oh, yeah.
I tried the sandwich again, try to give him another chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is? It's like with fast food, you got to catch a good one.
Yeah, I suppose. Shutt said it was pretty good.
I think if you're like at the right Popeyes franchise location.
And you don't think you were at the right one?
I was at the one in Bedford-Stuyvesant. It was not.
What's the problem there?
It was not as, I don't know. Their standards might have been lower.
Hmm,
you know, when you catch a good McDonald's.
Yeah, absolutely.
It could happen to McDonald's yesterday.
Did you catch a good one?
What do you mean?
You know, occasionally you're like, I'm at a good McDonald's right now.
They got like a fucking, there's like a fat lesbian.
Fries are hot.
There's a fat lesbian manager that's just absolutely.
She's a Hitler.
So strict.
Taskmaster. She's beating retarded people.
I feel like all the ones I go to now, everything's automated.
That's true.
Like they hire 15 black women to scream the numbers out, and then everything else is robots. They're like, we haven't figured out a way to make robots scream.
Once we teach these robots.
752! It's like, that's the first time you've said that number. Hello? 349, your order. It's like, okay, that was the first call?
The automated one is dangerous when you're fat as shit,
they
too.
They go, your shit, it's ready already.
Your shit here.
Your shit already fucking done. There you go, bye.
Oh, you're talking about the touchscreen.
The touchscreen is a problem because when you're fat as shit, and especially when I'm going to McDonald's, I'm usually high as shit.
Well, they designed them so that homeless people can't kill or have sex with them. So the screen's got like a fucking 4.5 inch bulletproof fucking glass on it. So you press, you have to fucking like, jam your goddamn finger on the fucking screen just to get to register anything. And it's like, just let the homeless people destroy them.
Of course.
I would rather be convenience than fucking walk out of the store because it's like, I don't want to fucking like, you know, literally have to go like put a fucking finger splint on afterwards.
Yeah.
I've hurt myself all the time. I'm always covered in cuts.
I hurt myself.
Don't want to get me angry.
Today.
I will fuck up and hurt myself.
Do you remember that tweet a couple months ago with that fat lady?
I will smear blood all over your fucking machine. This is New York City. If you think I'm not the kind of guy that will lose his patience
You're
and just take a, take a shit
and
outside.
Harm myself and shit everywhere.
Harm myself and shit outside. Shit in your shit on the floor in the store. So even the homeless guys are like, man, you don't even live outside. I mean,
this is the last resort for us.
When we do it, it's cultural.
I like
the boys.
I like using those machines because they don't misgender me.